was wondering if which drummer sells possibly and
yep.
the other from them. Because I have that sentence before and I don't know those songs. Mm-hmm. Hopefully I have the right lips. You have happy day.
Hmm. Well, that's not what you guys are saying.
Oh. I was going to say I had happy day, but it was okay.
No, they're pretty straightforward.
So the first one is K31.
Is that our goal in the line?
Yeah. The ones we have are pretty simple. Right over here.
Okay.
So I will go through it. I will do the second ending so you'll be able to hear the ending, so you'll be able to feel that breath to start with me.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
He's good.
I love him.
Thank you.
They're too tiny, I can't see them.
Good morning, my name is Johnny. Welcome to the Unity Center for Positive Living. We're glad you could join us this morning. And now I'd like to read to you from the Daily Word with today's opening message for Sunday, March 18th. I bring comfort to friends, family, and all humanity. The dictionary defines comfort as a feeling of freedom from worry or disappointment. However, true comfort cannot be found through external means. That inner feeling of freedom that expresses itself outwardly through peace of mind only comes from being fully aligned with the power of spirit. I feel and radiate that feeling in the face of every challenge in my life and in the lives of others as well. It is an essential part of my spiritual purpose. Making choices from a centered sense of comfort is an essential part of my spiritual practice. I maintain that feeling of peace in my interaction with others, allowing it to radiate throughout the world. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. From Psalm 23:4. And now let us remain seated while Joyce leads us in Surely the Presence. It's in the front of your hymnal if you don't know the words already. Please remain standing so we can greet each other. If you'd rather not be hugged, then stick out your hand and shake hands too.
I stepped on a nail.
Great.
Yeah. I don't want to do it again. Thank Hey, you.
How you doing?
I'm sitting.
That's okay. Who's your buddy?
That's Baby.
Baby?
How
are you?
Yes, I do. I'm just sitting because I stepped on his nail.
Ow!
We have a gift. Hello!
Hello!
Thank you.
And you brought extra love.
Yeah, I brought extra love.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you? Great.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, I know. They do that. They just...
Yeah, my mom's the same way. My mom's got to do school inside.
Oh, I know.
So last Monday, and she had to go to the eye doctor and get another little squeeze.
I don't know. They make that one. They make it.
Yeah.
They're all there.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Good, good. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well,
how are you doing?
It's really nice to have.
Good morning.
Shake the hand of the dog. Welcome.
Good morning.
Can I pet your dog?
Yep, you can. He doesn't bite.
Still, you don't want a bunch of strangers coming up in this room.
Yes, he's tiny.
Good morning.
Hey. Good to see you.
You as well.
How are you?
Oh, it's so good to see you. It's nice to be here.
Hi. I told him I'm sitting today. I'm sitting it out. Well, you enjoy your day, okay?
Oh, yes, you too.
Thank you.
All the time, okay? Well, you take care of technical difficulties. Scheduled activities are located on the calendar hanging out downstairs. Does anybody have any announcements to make? Let's start back there. How about Rosie?
Abraham this Wednesday. We're having it a week early. So 21st, Abraham. 6 o'clock food, 7 o'clock Abraham.
All right, thank you. Ian, do you have something?
Yeah. Downstairs on that one table in the garden room is a couple boxes of mostly mugs and some interesting dishes. Sandy brought in, so they're giveaways. Please help yourself.
Free mugs and dishes on the table downstairs.
Yes. And there's also a card on the table for people to sign. We'll give to Sandy when we go up there today, later.
Okay. That's right, for parties today. Yeah.
And there is a short, well, maybe not so short, but there's a board meeting after service today.
Okay. Let's all hope it's short so we can go up to Sandy's party. Joanne?
And I'm carpooling with Kenny, so if anybody else wants to ride up with us.
Are there directions here?
Well, you're all emailed them, but I
will. I know, but I don't. My printer doesn't.
I will print some out.
Thank you, Joanne. Anybody else? Yes.
The invitations for our decades party are still down there, and next Sunday I will pick that up.
For the decades party. When is the decades party?
June 2nd.
June 2nd.
RSVPs that walk in.
Okay, so everybody needs to reserve a spot for that if they're interested. Anyone else?
It's
imperfect. Okay, then it's time for our unity statement. If you'd all please join me in the statements in your program, we'll say it together. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. Now, you all please stand for a song of joy on page 345.
To experience wonder and a primal sense of connectedness with all that life is our birthright. And what mystics have always known that has confirmed by physics and ecology, all things are interconnected. That happens in one place affects all places. We are finally settling into a period when the dualism of the past are giving way to holistic thinking. The separation between mind-body and body-human nature in the natural world are being scrapped for a new project, the reenactment of the world. We are all learning that Christian theologian Richard Neuberg knows passage into a larger, more encompassing life takes place in our acts of connecting with living beings whom we are our casual unmindfulness treat us separate from ourselves. Spiritual literacy clarifies and intensifies the connection of our lives. When you look inside yourself, you see the universe and all the stars in its infinity. Right, Swiss C.J. Jung, the result of an infinity mystery within yourself as great as the one without. Self and world are linked in ever-encompassing circles. When we plant a tree, we are planting ourselves, Buddhist ecologist Joan Halifax observes. Releasing dolphins back into the wild, we are ourselves returning home. Composting leftovers, we are being reborn as irises and apples. We know that activity in the world is not separate from who we are, but rather what we are. Freelance writer Mark Collin brings it even closer to home. Every drop of blood that falls in Tibet or Cambodia or Iraq lands on our shoes and splats the hems of our best suits. To solve the problem of spaceship Earth, we must all work together now. Starhawk, a Native American teacher, sets out the challenge. The Hopis say that we all began together, that each race went on a journey to learn its own road to power and change. Now is the time for us to return, to put the pieces of the puzzle back together to make the circle whole.
Amen. Thank you, Bobby. And now it's time for our meditation song. If you would all please remain seated. It's on page 321. Creator, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from error. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And now if you would all please join us in Alleluia. On page 30 in the hymnal, if you don't know the word. To have a different speaker each Sunday of the month. This morning, I would like to introduce our wonderful speaker, Grandfather Roy Wilson, who's going to tell us a Native American story today.
Clahalia.
Clahalia.
Boy, did we miss last month this time. I don't know how deep the snow got in your place, but before the final storm was over with, we had a little over 9 inches at our place. And I really miss being with you. Well, how many of you were here a year ago last month when I brought the guest speaker, my younger brother, Black Buffalo? I just want you to know that he made his transition last month. But at our memorial service for him, we had a great day of family celebration, celebrating what a great, fantastic, awesome life he had lived. He had made 4 trips around the world, been a guest speaker in some 64 different nations, had his own Indian Christian television program, an hour-long program, once a week, in 70-some television stations across the nation. I could go on and on. He built 4 different homes and Mexico and Central America for orphan children, Native children. We go on and on. We had much to celebrate, and I just wanted to share with you that we as a family celebrate that we had him as a part of our family. Well, I haven't told you a Callis Indian legend in a long time. I used to tell you a lot of them, but today we're going to have another legend. This legend, a little bit about it, it's a very ancient legend, and it's a legend about Mosquito, but it dates back to the time when we say this was before the four-leggeds, the wingeds, the swimmers, and the crawlers became two-leggeds. There were two-leggeds before they became the four-leggeds, wingeds, and so on. So, Mosquito in this legend is not that little tiny insect. He was a giant of a man, a giant, powerful man. And he loved to suck the blood out of people. Oh, what in the world are we doing with this legend here? Well, you'll find out. One day he was paddling his canoe up the Collins River. And he was passing a village, and the people saw him out there, but they didn't recognize him as Mosquito. And he hollered, "Hey, stranger, come and have dinner with us." He hollered back, "What are you having for dinner?" They said, "We're having duck stew." Oh, he said, no, that'll burn me, and he paddled furiously on. He went further up the river, he passed another village. They saw him, and they didn't recognize who he was either. "Hey, stranger, come and have dinner with us." "What are you having for dinner?" "We're having wild goose stew." "Oh no, that burns me, and he paddled on. The third village, the same kind of thing happened. "What are you having for dinner?" And he said, "We're having rabbit stew." No, that burns me, and he paddled on. The fourth village, it was deer broth. Oh, Oh, he was so angry he didn't even answer. He just angry but paddled on. As he came to the fifth place, what wasn't a village, but it was a group of hunters. They'd been out hunting and they were around their fire. They recognized who he was. And they said, "Hey, friend, come and have dinner with us." And he answered, "Well, what are you having for dinner?" "We're having the blood of humans." And he said, "Oh, that's just what I'm hungry for." But they had intended that they were going to kill him, get rid of that dangerous being that killed so many of their friends. And so they sliced the wrist and they filled a big bowl full of blood. And when he came up, he drank his fill. He swelled up like a balloon. They were ready to kill him, stab him to death. And he said, "Please, please don't." And they said, "We'll let you live on one account, and that is, if you will only become a little tiny, tiny, tiny bug, and you'll just be no longer one that can kill us, you'll just be a pest." And he agreed. And so he became the mosquito that you and I know today. End of story. Now, you probably are thinking, you're sitting here in a church service, and why a story like that? Well, there's a lesson. It not only tells us the Indian version of how mosquito came into being, but you must remember, you are the legend, and the legend is you. In your community that you live in, now each we all have our own community. You have friends that I don't know. You have friends I don't know. But we each have our own community. And your community is the legend. And the legend is your community. How's that? Well, it goes like this. Let's start first with your community being the legend. And the legend being your community. You may possibly have or have had a friend, or at least a person, who just drained the lifeblood out of you. Every time you turned around, they were wanting you to take them to the drugstore, to the grocery market, to the doctor, to this, that, or the other. They were always borrowing things from you. They made you feel like you were guilty if you didn't give in to them on everything. They were drawing your lifeblood out of you. They were the mosquito, or they may be a part of your life today. Oh, here he comes, here she comes. Oh my, now what's going to happen? I'm getting where I can't survive much longer with all of this. That person is the mosquito in your community. Now, you don't have to try and kill the person. What you have to do is kill the mosquito in them. Oh, how are you going to do that? Well, maybe you can prove to be a good friend, and it may take a long, tedious task to accomplish it, but you've got to teach them, step by step, how they can survive on their own without you. They may still be a little pest, but they're no longer driving your lifeblood out of you. And there are some of you right here that may be needing that little thought. Don't get up or get upset with them. Just start get rid of the mosquito that's in them. But what if you are the legend? Well, the legend is you. Every single one of us came into this life with a divine purpose in being here. God may have given you talents that you can use, but they haven't been used. You got so busy with other things. Maybe, where's my pianist? There she is, a flute player. What if she had become so involved with women's tea parties, she didn't have time to learn to play the piano? What if she got this so much of a couch potato that she was so locked into TV, she never took any time play the piano or the flute? Or maybe it's some other thing that comes along. It might be, hey, you just got so much fun playing golf that you just didn't have time to bring into fulfillment what God intended you to be. And you are robbed robbed of your very life purpose, your spiritual, sociological blood, whatever, and you got to kill the mosquito within you. We're enjoying. What would have been like if we hadn't enjoyed that music this morning? But there are some of you. God gave you some special talents and abilities, and you have not yet developed them. You're not using them. You've played and toyed with them. But why haven't you? Well, I'm just too busy. Reminds me of a friend one many, many years ago who said, I got a book I'm going to write too. A few years ago, I happened to run into that person. And I said, hey, I haven't seen a copy of that book yet. Well, I haven't written it. I said, why? I'm too busy. Busy with what? Being robbed with the little things in life. And robbed of being what you want to be. How much we've enjoyed some of the songs that have been composed by this fellow. And what if he had been so busy with the little things? That would have been the mosquito. Would have robbed him of being the person that God intended him to be. Oh, I could go, I can see a whole bunch of you that I know something about your talents. There's some of you I don't know what your talents are. You got to get it. You need to kill the mosquito that is within you. Reminds me now of a portion of scripture. We had to bring a little of that in here. We're in a church service. Where Jesus told a parable. And in the parable, he told about a man that had some servants. And he was going to go on a long journey. And he gave one of his servants 5 talents to take care of for him while he was gone. To the next one, he gave 2 talents. And to the third one, he gave 1 talent. When he returned from this journey, the one that had been given 5 talents turned to him and said, I put these talents to work, and now I've got 10 to give back to you. And the man said, enter thou into the joy of your Lord. The next one came, who had been given 2 talents, and he gave 4 talents back to his master. And the master said, you're a good servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord. The third one had given 1 talent. Okay, brought it to him, the 1 talent. Said, I didn't want to lose it. I buried it until you came. And now I've given it back to you. He says, depart from me. You're no part of me. But it's the lesson being taught. You use it. Or you lose it. The mosquito within you may have been robbing you from using the very gifts and talents that you came to this world with, that you were born with, that you were intended to use. And I'm hoping that you today will take a good inventory of your life and what will happen as you do so. And to kill the mosquito within you, you will be the blessing to us that she has been, that he has been, that so many of you have been. Each of you have been a blessing to me in different ways because you came to this world with your own talent. Let us go into our silence. Breathe slowly and breathe deeply. Relax. Go to the very center of your being, into the presence of the Christ Spirit. Feel the presence of the Christ Spirit wrapped around you like a warm, comfortable blanket. Relax in the presence of the Creator within you. The Creator Spirit that is yours to use and be creative. Take a moment to reminisce, looking for those talents that you have not used. that you know in your mind what it is you're really supposed to be doing, you just haven't had time for it, ask yourself, why haven't I been able to do it? Now you recognize the mosquito. Ask God to help you. Be like the spirit of the deer and dance over the highest of fences, to leap over this fence to kill the mosquito within you. Look forward to the time that you can come, like when John would come and say, I have a new song for you. We look forward to the time that you will bring the product of your talent to a blessing to this congregation, as well as to your family and friends. Come now back into this sanctuary with a spirit of rejoicing. Rejoicing that you're finding the person who you are meant to be. Enjoy the beauty of your new journey.
Thank you, Grandfather. Okay, now it's time for our offering. There are two containers in the basket. The silver one is for supporting our church, and the copper one is for our outreach programs. Our offering prayer is located inside your program. Let us say it together as we hold our offering in our hands. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I give and all that I receive. Blessing of thanks together, it's found in your program. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us multiplied abundantly. And so it is. Now it's time for our healing prayer. If you'd like to focus on our collective group healing energy for someone, just call out their name or hold them quietly in your hearts. Chuck.
Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters, and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. Now it's time for a prayer of protection located on the wall. It's also in the program. And let's say it all together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The presence of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. And now it's time for our peace song. We'll all join in circle and join hand. Thank you, everybody who made our Sunday service possible. Everyone for bringing in the beautiful flowers. Thank you, Dee and Joyce, and everyone for the beautiful music. And don't forget refreshments and coffee and fellowship downstairs.